They decided to make some kind of, on the top of that house, they built about, I'd say about 3 feet on the wall there. There's some kind of, I don't know what kind of a material they use there, to resemble rocks, you see. And that's where all the Mexican soldiers were using as a, how do you call the place where they used to keep soldiers?
A fort.
And they wanted to top that house, and the Zapatistas, or revolutionaries from Zapata, they were around the plaza and all those places.
Where did the actors stay? Did the actors stay in Zapata? I mean, in San Ignacio?
Yeah.
Where did they stay overnight?
I don't know. I believe most of the people take. The arts take place in that stay in Laredo. They go to the hotel there by night. But they use some people around here from the town there for to use them as extras.
And did you know the extras? Were you an extra?
One of that old lady that lived next to me. He was doing that. He was a, how do you call him? She was like a soldadera, that's what they call that women that follow the soldiers there on the revolution.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And a lot of old women there, they use them. Maybe you saw the picture, in that picture, a lot of women there.
With Marlon Brando? I haven't seen
Brando.
With Marlon Brando. Marlon
Brando was Zapata himself.
Oh, he was Zapata?
Yes, sir. Picture in Zapata.
Did everybody go down and watch them make
the movie? Yeah, you used that monster there, the big hat and everything. And another of those artists that was Anthony Quinn. Another one, yeah.
That must have been exciting.
Yeah.
Did they
shoot and do fireworks and things like that, you see. And you can see those soldiers when they came, they're falling back. But it was some kind of a dummy there that it was not a soldier.
Did they have
dressed like a soldier with uniforms in. They fall from the top of that house there down to the street.
Did they have to remove anything, take down the light poles or anything like that?
No, they do all the filming there in the daytime.
So
the camera just around there. They don't use no lighting equipment here. Naturally, they don't take all the picture here in San Ignacio. Part of it was taken in Roma. And some of it, they go to the north of that. You know where Dolores Creek is? Maybe you hear about the history. That's an old girl town that called Dolores.
Where is that?
It's about 12 miles from here.
Up in
Dolores Creek. But
yes,
the scene there were famous. Right on the shores of the river, there are some stone banks there, see, that resemble like mountains, you see. And part of the picture was taken there, and also in Roma.
Oh, did you go see the film when it came out?
Yeah.
I guess that was exciting, seeing people.
Like I tell you, when I go, they love extras were people from San Ignacio, especially Zapatista soldiers and things like that.
Yes.
They were dressed like all those revolutionaries with big hats and things like that, and mountain horses. And they also hired some wagons, put it by mules there to move all the equipment. Maybe you saw all them in the picture. They were from around here.
All those wagons and things?
Yes, sir.
Were local wagons? Well, now, about the things that were new, like electricity lines and things? Did they take those down for the films, or they leave them up?
No. They don't have to do no changes about the light there. Like I tell you, because they don't do no reflector or nothing, those big lights have to take the picture with, because it was filmed in daylight. I don't know, maybe some of the scenes they were taken here, some in Roma, others in Dolores. And I believe they took to the studio there in Hollywood and they put them all together there. And also all the speaking part of the picture there, I believe, was done in Hollywood, in the studio there. Well, just the action is what filming in here, you see.
Just the outside scene.
Yeah. But the talking, I think, they don't do it in here, they take it over there.